small boy who was grazing there looked at him and said, "Hey, Papa, what is this? You are blind fellow and you are traveling in the mountains." And he said, "Papa, I have great desire to go. Then, please help me." Then that boy too, blind fellow, brainless fellow, with your blindness you want to go, pulled him. Took him to some distance. By that time, Suvadas realized it was Krishna who was holding his hands. Then Krishna snatched his hands away. Suvadas wanted to hold them. And then he ran. Then Suvadas supposedly composed a beautiful song. Nayana hina ko raha dikha prabhu pag pag bhoomi. Wonderful song. Anyway, so this Suvadas was walking and suddenly he heard some voices. Just few minutes. And then he asked, "What is this place?" He said, "Don't you know? This is Vrindavan. So from mountain range, they reached Vrindavan in the twinkling of an eye." So this was Mukam Karoti Vachala. One who is dumb, he becomes eloquent like a greatest scholar. Pangum Langhayate Girim. A lame fellow, the Lord can make him absolutely cross jump mountains. Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Paramananda Mahatma. This was Swamiji uttered the beginning of the Parliament of Religions. And then he started and he conquered the whole world. Okay, what did we discuss about Gita last time? Few important points. First point was Anubandha Chatushtaya. Four questions we have to ask. What is the goal of my studying the Gita? Am I a fit person? What is the subject? What is the relationship between what I want and what is the subject? This is useful not only for Bhagavad Gita, but every subject. Then what did we discuss? Why was the first chapter called Arjuna Vishada Yoga? Here Arjuna represents a very sincere spiritual aspirant. It's not meant for worldly people. It is meant for moral people. It's meant for those who want to conquer the mind. It's meant, of course, for spiritual people. Arjuna represents a fit adhikari representing all of us together. So, what is Vishada? We discussed about two types of Vishada. One is what Buddha talked about, life is full of suffering. What is this? Vishada means, you understand? Grief, suffering in life. Suffering is of two types. One type is called existential suffering. You understand what is existential suffering? A baby is born. Suffering associated with existence is called existential suffering. What is it? A baby is born. Helpless. Mosquitoes come and bite you. Or somebody can attack. Somebody can kill him. He is totally helpless. Then cold. Then heat. Then floods. Other people. So many teething problems we call it. First set of teeth come, they are called milk teeth and they fall. And then second set, supposedly to stay there. If they go, then artificial teeth come. So that is a problem. Then wisdom tooth comes in one. Very painful. Wisdom tooth. Then there are so many types of poverty, illiteracy, political oppression, economic depression, you name it, there is. This is all external. What about internal? You know there are phobias. You know what is a phobia? It's a fear. Phobia means fear, psychological fear. It is called fear because these are purely mentally created fears. For example, the people who are frightened of heights, called agoraphobia. Then there are people who are frightened, they cannot travel in aeroplanes, these people. Then there are people closed spaces, called claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia.
Then people who are terribly frightened of crowds, they are waiting there. If they know they are fine, the moment they come there, then they start. Right? Then there is a stage fright. There is earthworm phobia, dry leaf phobia. You name it, it is there. That's why some people, they cannot enter into a lift because it's very close. And of course, there are people, who suffer from Swami phobia. You know, why don't you go to Swami? And then they don't want to. Oh, I have to bow down. I do so many things. Anyway, phobia means fear. Then so many mentally created problems we all have. Can anybody say we suffer from kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Passions. And there are people who are addicted. Life is full of suffering. This is some of them. Old age, disease, death, punarjanma, these are existential problems. Then there are problems which are called, do you know what it is called? Karmic suffering. People suffer from karma. All of us are born under different circumstances. Why? Because of what?
Karma.
Because of karma, pure karma. All our difference. So, what does karma do? Three things. Karma, result of karma is three. Jati, Ayu, and Bhoga. Jati means in which species we are born. You know that human beings, if they misbehave, they can become animals, they can become trees. But sometimes for good purpose also they can become. I'll give examples also. Then which species we are born and to which parents we are born, to which class of life we are born, middle, lower, low income class and middle income class, high income class, those who are born with silver spoon, etc. So, Jati. Then Ayu. We understand what is Ayu? Ayu means how long we are going to live. Like here, if you go to supermarket, then there is a manufacturing date and there is a
expiry.
Shelf life, they call it. Barcode reader. In, I don't know here. Here they don't do so much in the West. Government is very strict. They can just simply close the shop. So every day, several employees go with a barcode reader. Every product is barcoded. You understand barcode?
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of figures we do. That contains information. When it is, shelf life is expired. The moment it beeps, it has to be thrown out. There is no choice. Good things. I'll just give an example. I used to buy, bought. Some people, devotees, used to bring yogurt. Expired 6 months back. I opened it and ate it. Nothing happens. But they cannot keep it. So this is called Ayu. Ayu means we are all coming with a barcode. Yama Dharmaraja has got barcode reader. This is our belief. When the time comes, somehow accident, murder, natural death, disease, these are all excuses. Why this person died? Because of some disease. No. Why this person died? Because time has come. This is called Ayu. Third one is called Bhoga. Bhoga means what type of experience? Happy experience, unhappy experience. This is called Bhoga. Three. Jati, Ayu, and Bhoga. Do we have scriptural statements? Yes. That's what in Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, we get it. When Krishna assumed universal form, Arjuna could not recognize it. We never recognize ourselves as others. We only recognize as ourselves. Deliberately, we don't recognize ourselves in old age. I'm an old fellow. Nobody wants to recognize. Somebody says, oh, you don't look 1 year older than 40 years.
Actually, jati idra bage helidre karma dinda dukkha adana varutte anta status aage anta last idralli helta idre bhagavantan krupe idre even vishada kuda yoga agutte avanu yenara attachment kidiyo adannella bidisbittu tagotane anta adu jati idralli barutha athva bere ondu
completely separate class
if separate agirutta
this is common for all creatures god's grace is special for devotees of Holy Mother Bhagavantana Kripa Idre. If a plowshare had to go through a person, it can be overcome by a clean tree. So we are not talking about God's grace. We are talking about normal state of things. Two examples I will give you. Evolutionary process. So a lower organism slowly attain higher status. This is called growth in complexity. That means the brain's growth in understanding. Accordingly, the body will be an appropriate instrument for the brain to function properly. So in this process, slowly one molecule metabolic organism, for example, amoeba becomes a two-cell, then four-cell, then an insect, then plant, then birds, then animals. Animals slowly grow up. This is the normal process until, as we believe, after 84 lakhs of births, we attain to human body, human brain. But there are some people who have become human beings, behave like dogs, then next birth, what will they be born as? As dogs. Several instances are there. I don't want to go into deep details. One dog used to come to Sri Ramakrishna, and it only used to eat from the hands of Sri Ramakrishna. It will only accompany Sri Ramakrishna. Somehow it came, and it lived with him. And he died. Sri Ramakrishna remarked, some celestial being misbehaved and was cursed and became dog. And in the association of Sri Ramakrishna, in the Bhagavatam, you get the story of Gajendra Moksha. Right about him? An elephant king was trapped by, caught by a crocodile. Both were cursed celestial beings. And it is true, though it is a matter for not for rational proof, but for faith. Okay, what is the second thing that we are talking about? That even dogs also can progress spiritually. So this is the result of karma phala. Perfectly it accords with karma phala. But if God's grace is there, then something can happen. Instance of Sri Ramakrishna had a devotee. His name was Upen Mukhopadhyay. A man used to come to Sri Ramakrishna. And one day Sri Ramakrishna asked him, why are you coming? He said, sir, I want to become rich. Sri Ramakrishna said, bring jalebi, I will eat. And then he brought jalebi and he ate. And slowly his fate started. Now kuda heltivalla yaradaru daughter in law comes alli lakshmi amsha ide avalu bandu takshana the prosperity grows rani rasmani shall happen. That is true, it happens. In this case Thakur's grace had made him, and he also arranged marriage with one lady ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೇಮ್ ಹರ್ ಭವತಾರಿಣಿ ಭವತಾರಿಣಿ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರ
ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ನೋಡಿದ್ದೆ ಆಮೇಲೆ ವೀಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಇದಾಯ್ತು. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಅವ್ರ ಮನೇಲಿ ಪ್ರತಿ ವರ್ಷ ಏನು ಇದು ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ ಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಏನೋ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ.
ಓ ಎನಿವೇ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಭವತಾರಿಣಿ ಇನ್ ವಾರಣಾಸಿ 1966. I was a Brahmacharya. 63 I joined. Then 66 I came to training center. On the way from in Delhi, from Delhi I came to Vrindavan. There was a great soul, Holy Mother's disciple, Swami Sharadeshananda, Bhupesh Maharaj. And then there was a, another great soul in Varanasi called Swami Premeshananda, Indradaya Rupa. Very, very great Swami. And then somebody told me, I would not have known that Bhavatarini is still alive. One Brahmachari took me there. Of course, at that time, my Bengali, I didn't know from Bengal. She spoke in Bengali only, and I could not understand. She gave some prasad, I came there. Recently, I came to know, M's wife was also there in Varanasi. Nobody told me about it, but anyway, I saw many great souls, that was my great pleasure. So, what are we talking about? This Upendranath Mukhopadhyay, he became very, very rich, millionaire. He established some monthly magazines called Bhushmati, and he also established daily newspaper called Bhushmati. It's still there in very big family. But the great thing was, he was so grateful. He spent most of his money in the service of God, service of the Ramakrishna order, and service. Most of his money. Anyway, so Jati, Ayu, and Bhoga, Karmaphala. This is one of the ideas reinforced by the Bhagavad Gita. So we are talking about, we talked about Vishada. So many people experience terrible misery in life, but they do not have the good samskaras to turn towards God. So we discussed certain steps, if you still remember, seven steps. Discovery that I have a problem. Discovery that I do not have a solution. Discovery that there is someone who has a solution. And wholeheartedly accepting that person who can help me, then get the instructions from him. By surrendering oneself to him, get instructions from him and practice it. Seven steps. I don't know whether you have written notes. Seven steps. Otherwise, I can send you notes also sometimes.
Yes.
I have got all these things. Okay. So, when a person gets such a great soul. So what is the realization? The realization is dukkha, vishada cannot be removed. Temporarily it can be removed. Permanently it cannot be removed. And nobody wants mere removal of vishada. Every human being, every living creature, every human being, whether the person consciously knows it or not, wants only two things. All activities of every human being can be classified into only two. Dukkha nivritti, how to overcome suffering. Sukha samprapti, paramananda prapti. Only two. You analyze why people do job, why they want money, why they want to be healthy, why they want to marry, why they want to divorce, why they do whatever they do, good or bad, only these two. I don't want suffering and I want all the time to be happy. So that is the image. Why is this desire there? Because we are of the nature of ananda, sat-chit-ananda. I don't want to die. I want to be always happy and I want to know that I am both happy and alive. So, chit and ananda. To grow in goodness, to grow in wisdom, to grow in bliss, joy, happiness. This is called spiritual goodness. The more we go to God, that means the more we become this. This is called spiritual goodness. Now, Arjuna fulfilled all those seven conditions and he surrendered himself. Now I will summarize. So that first chapter you already covered. But before we summarize, one important point. Bhagavad Gita is not a historical description. It is a, what is it called? Allegorical story. You know what is allegory? Allegory means some spiritual truth is illustrated in the form of some stories. Whether Mahabharata war had taken place or not is not important. What's important is what is the lesson it teaches to us, how to live life. It is also called the rules of the game called life. If we want to be happy, if we want to gradually manifest our potentialities, there are certain rules to be made. Life is a game, there are certain rules. And Bhagavad Gita is the best such rule giving for this game. Why do I call it a game?
It's always a mess. It's always a mess.
No, because this is not reality. Suppose you are dreaming, somebody is beating you. You really think it is true, isn't it? When you wake up, what do you say?
It's a dream.
It is just a play. And that is true not only of this, that is true of waking state also, every state. Okay, now we will take up from there.
Starting.
You're starting now? Okay, Ram, keep in touch.
I'll drop her. Swamiji, she'll have to leave. I'll drop her and get back, Swamiji. She's going to Kola.
Okay.
So I have to drop her to the metro station.
Okay.
She'll make a move, Swamiji. I'll drop her and come.
Okay.
Fine. You can continue, Swamiji. Don't wait for me. I'll just put on the recording.
No, it is also raining or something like that.
Kola, Swamiji. ರೆಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಆಗಿದೆ ಅಕ್ಕ ಅಕ್ಕ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರಿ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಫೋನ್ ಇಲ್ಲೇ ಇರಲಿ ನಾಯ್ತು ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಮಾಡಿ
ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ
ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ Okay, that's fine. So what, you're asking something?
Yeah. How do you say life is a dream? Why isn't it a reality?
Yes, I will tell. It is not a reality because there is a definition of reality. Whatever doesn't whatever changes is temporary. And we don't want good things to change, isn't it? We want unhappy things to change.
Yes.
But we don't want good things to change.
Yes.
But unfortunately, if good things change and bad things also change, this is life.
Okay.
Why is it called great? We are human beings. And when I am born, I wish to live at least 100 years. I want a kind of security. But what happens? So it is only unthinking people, goats, pigs, you know, they have started. Happily they are eating. Even 1 hour before they are taken to the butcher house. That is because they don't have things. Most people are like that. So that is from one point of view. There is another point of view. I will first give an illustration, then we can discuss. Supposing there is a prince, king's child, and in childhood, that prince is kidnapped. And he is born, brought up by a beggar. Maybe he is a lucky beggar, very talented, very intelligent. He grows up, and as a beggar, he is earning more than other beggars. From his point of view, how lucky I am. I am very lucky, lucky person. I am earning more than the other people. He could be happy. But if he comes to know, I am the son of a king. What is the comparison between what is it to be a prince and what is it to be, however good or lucky a beggar? Do you understand?
Yes.
So if we, our true nature according to scriptures is divine, Sachidananda, in comparison to that, what is this dirty joys that we get? Absolutely nothing. Yes. And then every happiness that we experience here is mixed with some kind of terrible unhappiness. Can you understand that? Suppose, simple example, suppose somebody gets married. Is it supposed to be wonderful, happy life until both of them die? Does it happen in life like that? Or you just open your eyes and see. From the very beginning, Kurukshetra starts. So many things are there. But Mahamaya, understand Mahamaya? A divine illusion makes us think that this is wonderful. It's not wonderful. So from two standpoints, even if we are not philosophers, life is full of misery. Nobody has dares to say, I am very happy in spite of all these things. Also, look at the misery being First World War, Second World War, then what is happening in Syria, what is happening in so many countries, murdering each other. You put yourself in that position. Do you say that life is a very happy thing? It's not happy. This is from our point of view. But the real point of view is, we are the children of divinity. That's what the scripture does. Each soul is potentially divine. From that point of view, and we have to believe the scriptures, from that point of view, it is whatever, however happy life we might try to live, it is just terrible hell. This is the argument we give. And it is the truth. Whether people believe it or not, it is very true. I'll give you a realistic example. Here is a baby. And you have to understand, is Einstein. Einstein. Supposing this child is never given any opportunity to go to any school and never any training, you would have lived, maybe as a clerk, as a somebody. But the potentiality that he could become world's foremost scientist has been possible only when the opportunity is given. So, life is a misery from practical point of view and from scriptural point of view. But if we can turn our misery towards God, towards spiritual life, then it becomes a yoga. This very vishada becomes yoga.
Maharaj, ಇದರಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಏನು?
ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್
ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಏನು? ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಏನು?
ಓಕೆ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಇಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕನ್ನಡಿಗ?
ಯಾ, ಐ ಐ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಕನ್ನಡ.
ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮದರ್?
ತೆಲುಗು.
ತೆಲುಗು ವಾರ. ಓಕೆ, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಲೈಫ್. ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, is called worldliness. To know I am not the body, I am not the mind, but I am the divinity is called as simple as that. There is nothing else. Now, this is the scriptural definition. Practical definition, what Swamiji had to. I am a human being, very rare in this world, among billions of species, human species are the least. So we are very lucky to be human being. There is no species which could be compared to human body. Next point that we have to understand is very, very important. Each one of us have got a potential. Who knows? You might become a great inventor. Nobody knows. Even you don't know. But when you go and really try, it will. So this is what is called divinity, spiritual life. What is spiritual life? In a very positive way. To be happy, to be cheerful, to take advantage of whatever adverse circumstances are there and to overcome them, to develop one's willpower and to become more and more talented. That is called spiritual. So that is a very important point, Vidya. Most people, you know, japa, dhyana, this is what is they call spiritual. It can help us. But the more important point is not japa. What happens as a result of japa and dhyana? If I am becoming more optimistic, more what is called cheerful, and trying to develop my inner potentialities, that person is a spiritual person. Whereas the goody-goody japa they are doing, and the same negative attitude towards life, criticizing other people, trying to cheat, telling lies, behaving hypocritically. Many bhaktas are there. I am not talking about worldly people. Many bhaktas are there. Not much change. But they think they are very spiritual because they do some japa, dhyana, and other things. No, I don't care what they do. We should not care what they do. We should care what are they becoming as a result of doing these things. Clear? What is spiritual life?
Do not consider yourself as body, do not consider yourself as mind, to consider yourself as divinity is called spiritual life.
And by divinity means whatever, you may be great scientist, you may be great musician, you may be great cook, you may be great what is called administrator, any type of talent, and use it in the service of God, in the service of humanity. That is spiritual life. So very briefly, what you need to understand very clearly, when a person says, I am blessed because I have a human body and mind. I am blessed that I am using my time in a most positive way. I am blessed, I have only a very cheerful, positive attitude towards me. And I would like to love, to serve, and to become. This is practical spiritual. Is it clear? Okay. Now, we will take some points from here and proceed from there. Bird's eye view of Bhagavad Gita. Gita means, you know what is Gita? Song. Vachana means prose. Gita means song. It's a Rabindranath Tagore's, what is the name book? Because of which he got Nobel Prize. Gita Anjali. Anjali means a garland. Gita, consisting of songs. Gita means song. Bhagavad Gita, song of the Lord. By Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan is singing. What is the speciality of Gita? The same idea. If it is put in the form of a song, it is very pleasant. Not only beneficial, but also very pleasant. So that is what we are doing. The power of the Bhagavad Gita. So in this world, on Bhagavad Gita, there are millions of commentaries out there. Not really millions, but thousands of commentaries are there. Of all commentaries, we know Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Vallabhacharya, etc. Mahatma Gandhi, Vinoba Bhave, and so many people have written. Sri Ramakrishna's commentary is also there. It is only one sentence commentary. When you repeat the word Gita fast, it becomes Thagi. Thagi means you renounce. Oh man, you renounce. Now, what does he mean by renounce? Renunciation. Renounce what is Ajna. Renounce Ahankar. That's all. There is nothing else. Renunciation of Ahankar. Renunciation of Ajnana. Both are same. Avidya, Maya, Ajnana, Ahankara. Absolutely same things. Now, what is Ajnana? What is Ahankara? Ahankara means identity. I am body and mind is called Ahankara. Aham, I am. What is it? Body and mind. It is madness. Suddenly, if you declare, I am Indira Gandhi, people, we know where people will take you. Why? Because your identity you have changed. What is true identity? I am divine. I am not body, I am not mind, I am divine. What is spiritual progress? First spiritual progress is, I have a body, I have a mind. And second step of this, I do not have a body, I do not have a mind. I am the third final progress step of it is, I am everything. Not only I am not this body mind, but there is nobody else excepting me. This is the final step. But I will tell you also something. According to Madhusudan Saraswati, he gave this. The first step in spiritual practice is, O Lord, that I belong to you. The second step of the spiritual progress is, O Lord, you belong to me. The third step of the spiritual progress, there is no difference between me and you. This is according to Madhusudana Saraswati. But according to Sri Ramakrishna, he explained in a different way. He did not say directly, but he gave an indirect hint. But do you know what he said? He said that once somebody Rama asked Hanuman, what's your attitude towards me? You remember?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shloka. Deha buddhya tu dasoham. Jiva buddhya tvadam shakaha. Atma buddhya tvameva. Iti me nischita matihi. O Lord Rama, this is my firm opinion. When I consider myself, I am the body, you are my master, and I am your servant. When I consider myself, I am the jiva, then I am the part, and you are the whole. And when I consider I am the Atman, there is no difference between you and me. These are the three steps of spiritual progress. Or rather, two steps. The last one is the highest. What are the first is called Dvaita. The second is called Vishishta. And the last is called Advaita. Is it this step? Is it also? Now we are in what step?
Dvaita.
Dvaita is also, there are three states are there. At any given time, any human being could be in one of the three states. Yoga, Bhoga and Roga. Now it is find out which state you are. Are you a yogi? If the answer is no, two options are there. Are you a bhogi? If that is also not there, there is no need to ask further question. It is parisesha nyayena, whatever remains, that is that.
But there is that simpler thing they say in Kannada, Ondha Tundava Yogi, Erada Tundava Bhogi, Moora Tundava Rogi, Naalka Tundavana Ekkondu.
Oh. Anyway, so spiritual, what is spiritual progress? Very important. Slowly we have to know who we are. So when Sri Ramakrishna says, the essence of Gita is to renounce. Renounce what? Renounce your ignorance. What is ignorance? I am not the divine, I am the body mind. Slowly, we have to renounce that one, tyaga. And how do we do that? Either through karma yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga, or jnana yoga. But ultimate yoga is called sharanagati yoga. There is no other way. Bhagavan Krishna, last shloka is called charama shloka. Charama means last. Charama also means the whole essence of Bhagavad Gita is the sarvadharma parityajya. Give up all efforts. Just surrender yourself to me. Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I will release you from all papas. Papa means your ignorance. Maha suja, do not grieve. Arjuna Vishada here, that is Vishada here, do not grieve. This is the essence. The goal of this game, life is a game, the goal of this game is to become divine, which is our true nature. Then, how to do it? By knowing that we are divine. That is called Atma Jnana. Jnana means what? Knowledge. Atma Jnana means what?
Soul knowledge.
Knowledge of myself. Atma means myself. So, Dukkha Nivritti Paramananda Prapti. Gita shows the way. How? Through Tyaga. What is Tyaga? What is Tyaga means Ajnana or Anatma Jnana. How? Through the four parts called yogas. Now, how to attain to that goal? Spiritual progress. Spiritual progress is a journey from a lower state of happiness to a higher state of happiness. Swami Vivekananda had given a definition. Man is not traveling from untruth to truth. He is traveling from a lower state of truth to a higher state of truth. This I converted it a bit and said, man is traveling always from a lower state of happiness to a higher state of happiness. All yogas are valid and can independently lead to mukti. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, which Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda re-emphasized. Why? Because there were some people who said, only through Jnana Marga one will attain. Ignoring millions of devotees like Tukaram, like Mirabai, like Suradas, like Tulsidas, they were all Paramabhaktas. Here, Vyagaraja, Purandadasa, Kanakadasa, and Vijayadasa, Vittaladasa, all wars, 12 world wars, and 63 9 wars, and millions of other people who, about whom we just don't know. There was one Swami here, Karnataka famous. I did not see him, but Anjanappa Swami. Neenellige hogabedayya, O Anjaneya, neenellige hogab, neenitta grihadalli nannannu irisayya. Like that the song goes. Beautiful song. Very village type of person, but great spiritual person. He composed this. So many devotees are there. Through Bhakti Yoga, they all attain the same goal. Bhagavad Gita, we don't go into that. Ultimately, there is only one way. Sri Ramakrishna said, Sarva Dharma Paritya Sharanagati. That's why when we are singing the hymn, we sing four hymns here. All four hymns of Sharanagati. The first tells the nature of avatara, the second, the nature of devotee and what he should do. You understand? Asmat, Tvameva Sharanam Mama Dinavan. And every time we sing that song, we are repeating the Dvadasakshari mantra of Bhagavan Vasudeva, Bhagavan Ramakrishna. Don't you know that? Omri Mritam? Whenever we sing that song, we are repeating at least once, Om Namo Bhagavate
Ramakrishna.
You know that? Omri Mritam. Naktam Divam. Moham Kasham. O Na Mo. Bhaktir Bhagasya. Gachanti Alam. Vaktro Dhruti. Bha Ga Va. Tejas Taranti. Rage Kriti. Krite Tvai Ramakrishna. Matya Amritam. Savapadam. Arashanyasam. Vishnathvam. Dhirvam. Any Kriptyam Karati. Kri. Nantam, your name is Krishna, Rama Krishna. Suvipulam Tavana, Suvipulam Tavana Manada, Yasmadaha, Rama Krishna. You see, the four shlokas are there. The first two, three, beginning letters of the first two, three lines, Om Namo Bhagava Te Rama Krishnaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Rama Krishna. Why this happened? Because Swami Vivekananda had a vision of Bhagavan Ramakrishna as Dvadasakshari mantra. It's not a very elegant stuti. It is not very elegant. But he decided to do it starting with these letters so that every devotee will at least chant the name of Bhagavan Ramakrishna, Dvadasakshari Mantra, once. In Puranas, these are the Astakshari, Panchakshari Mantra. Om Namah Shivaya. Then Astakshari Mantra. Om Namo Narayanaya. And Dvadasakshari Mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Vedic Mantra. 24 letters. Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra. True Gayatri Mantra doesn't include Om, Bhurbhuva, Swaha. Om, the normally the Gayatri Mantra people consider Om, Bhurbhuva, Swaha, Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Dhyo Yonaha Prachodaya. Gayatri is a meter, Vedic meter, consisting of three lines, each line eight letters, 3 × 8. 24. So Tatsavati Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yonaha Prachodaya. 24. Gayatri. Finished. The Bhurbhuvaha is called Mahavyakriti Mantra. The realization of very great Rishi. And Om. So Tatsavati Varanyam from Rig Veda. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi from Yajur Veda. And Dhyo Yonaha Prachodaya from Sama Veda. Three Vedas are present. So the essence of Tatsavtir Varanyam is Bhur, Rig Veda. The essence of Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Bhuva. The essence of Dhyo Yonaha Prachodaya is Swaha. The essence of Bhur is A. The essence of Bhuvaha is U. And the essence of Dhyo Yonaha Prachodaya is a Swaha. No, no. That is Swaha. The essence of Swaha is Makara. A, O, M. Om. Om consists of from Akara to Makara. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know whether you know it. Very quickly I will tell you. Brahman means everything. In this world, every object has a name. And every name must be uttered through the sound box. Table. You want to utter table. Book. Man. Woman. Etc. All these shabdas have to come from the sound box. and all the sound box has got starts here. Sound box, push it. The sound will still happen like it. Wait, push it. All the sound box starts from here and it ends only here, whether it is animal or insect, anything. So all the alphabetical letters are sounded from where? From here to here. All the names are embedded in the alphabetical letters. There is no sound which is outside alphabet. You understand, follow what I am talking? So, if we can make one word which contains the whole sound box, because if you are saying ah, it is only here. If you are saying oo, it is only here. If you are saying ma, it is only here. If we can invent one word which represents the whole sound box, that means that word represents all the sounds in this world, and all the sounds in this world is called Brahman ultimate. Just make one small experiment. Put your finger here. Make sound. How do you say? You can't say woo. You can only say ah. Because whatever sound comes here, that will be only ah. See? You feel the vibration?
Yeah.
Put it, press it. Where do you go? Say ooh and see where it goes. Ooh, it only comes here. It ooh doesn't come here. Ooh can't come here. It's only middle. Say ma without touching the lips. Not only ma. The talanta. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Ta. Not the pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Say with open lips, without touching.
You can't
do that. That's why rishis have discovered this om from here to here. This om represents every possible word anybody could create, even billions of years, because every shabda has to come only from here to here, and that is the only word you see. Find out any other word. So this is the glory of our rishis. Now, what are we talking about now? There is only one way. What is it? Sharanagati. So the Sharanagati, second hymn, four times, Tasmat Pumeva Sharana Mamadenavam. Then, the last one, Sarvamangala Mangala. It is also Sharanagati hymn only. Sharanagata Dina Atta. Paritrana Parayane Sarvasya Arti Hare Deva. I already explained to you. Then Sri Ramakrishna worshipped Holy Mother. And in Phalaharini Kali Puja, that towards the end, he offered all his sadhana at the feet of Holy Mother. And he praised her with this, taking it from the Chandi. You are the Divine Mother. He identified Mother as Rajarajeshwari Tripura Sundar and surrender. From that day, at that time Ramakrishna Math was not there. When it came, this was introduced. His hymn, first Kandana, is Avatara Stotra. Om Rim Ritam, specific hymn for Sri Ramakrishna. Sarvamangala is for Holy Mother. And Prakruti Parama was composed by Swami Abhedananda Ji, and that is one of the best hymns on Divine Mother. But there also it is Pramana Taru Mahadevi Suteshu Pranateshu Charanashraya Dhanayam Vipamayam Charana Ashraya Dhanayam by giving shelter at your lotus feet. But what is, who is she? Nama Krishna Kata Prana Tannama Shravana Priyam Bhava Ranjita Akara Pranamami. Pranama means what? ಯು ಮೇ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ ಟು ಸಾಧುಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶರಣಾಗತಿ ಐ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಯು ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಕ್ ವೇ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ಟಲ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಔಟ್ಲೈನ್ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇಕಂ ಶರಣಂ ಭಜ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದೈವಿ ಮಾಯ ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಶ್ಯೂ ಎ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದೈವಿ ಹೇಷ ಗುಣಮಯಿ ಮಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ ಮಾಮೇವ ಏ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯಂತೆ ಮಾಯಾ ಏತಾಂ ತರಂತಿತೆ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿಬಡೀಸ್ ದೈವಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದೈವಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ದೈವಿ ಮಾಯ ದೈವಿ ಹೇಷ ಗುಣಮಯಿ ಗುಣ ಪಟತಿ ಗುಣಸ್ ತತ್ವ ರಜಸ್ ಅಂಡ್
ತಮಸ್
ತಮಸ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಗುಣ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಗುಣ ದೈವಿ ಹೇಷ ಗುಣ ಮಮ ಮಾಯ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಮಾಯ ದುರತ್ಯ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಮಾಯ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ How to cross it? Mahameva e prapadyante. Those who surrender themselves to me and worship me, depend upon me. Maya etam te taranti. Such people, you know. I will make them. I will tell my Maya. This is my man. On hold. Then Maya will say, oh, this is Bhagavan's. And then you will let us be wonderful. So if today's particular discussion, why is it called Arjuna Vishada Yoga, Arjuna who was Arjuna, anybody who is sincerely struggling to progress in life is an Arjuna. Vishada, two types of suffering, existential suffering as well as karmic suffering. Karmic suffering. There is another type of suffering which I did not mention, it is called purely through God's grace. God's grace, when God is gracious, He will cause extra suffering. Just to, what is the suffering? Whatever we are attached, that will be taken away. So, this is what we call grief. I am attached to this temperature. It becomes either hot or cold. So, my comfort zone is taken away. That is suffering. So whatever we are attached to, God will take it away. Then what happens? We become jittery. We want something. Then where do we support? Where is our support then? Where do we live? Only God. He will say do it. Because there is nothing else. Ultimately, allopathy doesn't work. Naturopathy doesn't work. Homeopathy doesn't work. Only Sripathy will work. So they say pathi. They don't say pathi. They say pathi. Gayatri. One H they will add. They will never put, it is not Gayatri. It is Gayatri.
Just like write TRI, it becomes tri.
Yeah. So many things are there. Bengalis also. Flax. Flax. Flask. What is the spelling?
F-L-A-S-K.
They put F-L-A-K-S.
Flax.
My teacher...
Anyway, every region has got its own. Some funny things are there. So, only God can really help. Then Arjuna realizes, he surrenders at the feet of Bhagavan Krishna. And then after he surrendered, he told, Shishyasteham Shadhimam ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶರಣಾಗತ. ಶಿಷ್ಯ, ಐ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಶಿಷ್ಯ. ಬಟ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಶಿಷ್ಯ? ಹೀ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡೆಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಸಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಜುವಲ್ಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಬ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್, ಯು ಡು ಇಟ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ 10 commandments. ಫೈವ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಫೈವ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಮದರ್, ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, 10 commandments ಆಫ್ ಹಿಂದೂಯಿಸಮ್. ಯು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ಯಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್
ನಿಯಮ.
ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್? ದಟ್ ವಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಎವಿಟಬಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ದಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಗಾಡ್, ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಷಾದ ಯೋಗ. ನೌ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಿಲಾಸಫೀಸ್, ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಾಟ್, ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಪೋಸಿಷನ್, ವೈ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್. ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ಅಭಿಘಾತ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸ, ಎಂಟ್ರಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ಅಭಿಘಾತ. ವೆನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ಲಿ ಹಿಟ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಿಸರ್, ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ, ಆದಿಭೌತಿಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆದಿ ದೈವಿಕ, ಬಾಡಿಲಿ, ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೇನಿಯಸ್. Then he is first, he seeks temporary solutions. He tries. They don't work long term and they work only partially. When he understands, then he says, I want a permanent solution. And the only permanent solution is only God, Sri Krishna. That is when spiritual journey starts. Om Vasudeva Vasutam Devam Kamsajaranamadhanam Devati Paramanandam Krishna Vande Jagat Guru.